John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch. And there is breaking news about the border tragedy. You will recall carefully over these last days, Jeff has been chronicling the transformation of the southern border into a nightmare, not only on the U.S. side because of the people trying to handle the migrants and house them and take care of them, but on the Mexican side where the cartels are completely in charge. There's no sign of Mexican authority. And the cartels are not only robbing, exploiting, and abusing the migrants, they're using the migrants to distract from their moving contraband back and forth across the border. What kind of contraband, John? Drugs, obviously. Guns. Also, we have open questions about foreign bad actors coming across the border back and forth. And then there is the matter of child trafficking, using unaccompanied children as a ticket to get across and then sending the children back, making them work like child soldiers. Jeff, a very good evening to you. What we have is news about the new Secretary of Homeland Security, Mr. Mayorkas, and the report that he's aware there's a big problem on the border. What's he proposing to do, according to the reports? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. So what Alejandro Mayorkas is saying, he's thinking about taking on sanctuary cities that refuse to work with ICE. He wants to see more illegal immigrants face criminal prosecutions for jumping the border. He rejected abolishing or splitting up ICE, which was a big deal during the campaign and is certainly a big pillar for the people on the far left. And he's even been talking about building or fixing or filling the gaps within Trump's infamous wall.
Yes, we have this report from London, The Independent. Construction of Donald Trump's border wall may continue under Joe Biden's administration. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told department employees that he may be green-lighting work on the wall to plug gaps. Gaps. Well, that's a heck of a name for, you know, hundreds of miles. Gaps in the current wall. The Washington Times reports that it reviewed notes from a recent discussion between Mr. Mayorkas and employees of ICE. It's not a single answer to a single question, Mr. Mayorkas reportedly said. There are different projects that the chief of the Border Patrol has presented and the acting commissioner of the Border Patrol presented to me. Mr. Mayorkas went on to say, according to the Washington Times, the president has communicated quite clearly his decision that the emergency that triggered the devotion of DOD funds to the construction of the border wall is ended. But that leaves room to make decisions as part of the administration, in particular areas of the wall that need renovation, particularly projects that need to be finished. Jeff, this is a really long way around saying they're going to continue to build the wall. I want to make sure, Jeff, because we hear the same thing, but sometimes there are caveats. Did not Mr. Biden make it clear during the campaign and in the early days of his administration signing executive orders that the wall would be stopped? Was I hearing things or was that unambiguous? Stopped.
It was absolutely unambiguous. He made that promise on the campaign trail. I mean, where he used the words, I promise. And then when he sent his minions out to go talk about it after he came into office, and even since then he's talked about it. But the fact remains is that it's gotten so bad along the southern border. The optics are horrible, and actually the reactions from even the Democrats in those southern border states, that they have to do something. And so maybe taking this approach will help them, you know, fix some things. But what's also interesting is, like I said, going back to ICE and empowering them to do not only what they've done before, but to kind of go against some of the early directives that they were given in this administration. And so they're going to be pursuing people who come over as repeat offenders and making sure that that doesn't happen again. They're really getting a lot of pushback from within ICE, from within the Customs Border Protection Group, who are saying, you know, you're treating these people more leniently. It's not fair. It's not right. And it leads to bigger problems.
We have other news from Pacific Watch, and Mr. Bliss is here, because we don't want to be all completely bad news. There is a moment here to celebrate the reopening of California. Now, what we really care about is baseball, but let's go past that there, Jeff. Disneyland, where is it? You veteran of Disneyland, are they finally going to open the gates?
They are going to open the gates. You know, today, Governor Newsom came out and said, we're going to have everything opened up by June 15th, I believe it is. And that really kind of came at the same time that Disneyland was saying, we're going to open up Disneyland, Disney California Adventure. We're going to start selling tickets next week. And, you know, by the end of the month, the parks are going to be open with limited capacity. But we're going to be going, you know, pretty much full bore otherwise. And a number of other parks throughout California and Southern California, which bring billions into the state's economy and tax coffers every year, have said the same thing. We're ready to go. Matter of fact, some of them have already opened.
Jeff, it occurs to me that those 2 million-plus signatures for recall, that's a big payoff. They got Disneyland open. Good for them. They don't need to remove the governor from Sacramento. He can stay up there and go to the French Laundry all he wants. Just reopen the parks. It's impossible to ignore the fact that his recall led to him reopening the state. Impossible to ignore. You still have a lot of COVID cases, a lot of positives. You still have hot spots. In other words, everything's in place for him to keep the economy shut, and he's opening it. Now, we don't want to get carried away with good news in California. There's a drought, Jeff. Is this different than the last drought in 2015, or a different kind of drought? Is this a lockdown drought? What kind of drought is this?
This appears to be heading toward a bad drought year or a bad drought cycle. And we go through these from time to time. As I've pointed out before, it's the nature, certainly in Southern California, we have many areas with cities in desert plains or high desert arid-like areas like Los Angeles. And other places like Northern and Central California, which are under a number of federal and state, you know, lockdowns, so to speak, in terms of the way their water's distributed. And so even if they don't have a bad year for rain, and it wasn't good for them this year with the snow, even if they don't have a bad year for water, they still get hit by these things. So they shut down the water that's pumped to the Central Valley under the guise of protecting small bait fish, or, you know, they limit the amount of water that can be delivered to perhaps suburb areas to help curtail the growth out there. So what we're seeing, though, is a large amount of rain and snow melt being continuously pumped into the ocean here. And people just scratch their heads because they say of the billions of gallons that get flushed, that run through the state every day, we see half of it flushed out to the ocean. And so, you know, you have days where, you know, you have enough water for, say, more than 200,000 people to take care of them for a year, that's out to the sea. And this happens every day. I've got a whole list from March 1st to the 31st, and you're probably talking enough water to take care of several million people for the entirety of a year, but that's thrown out to the sea. Because, like I said, they've got this idea they want to protect a small bait fish, or they want to curtail suburban growth, and so that's what they do.
Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch. The good news is Disney is going to sell tickets. The very good news is that it's baseball season. The puzzling news is that the Biden administration is going to continue to build the wall, or, as Secretary Mayorkas says, they're going to fill in gaps, that's in quote, and install gates, that's in quote. But we'll see where this is going. Jeff Bliss, I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.